Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Martinoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my extremely tired head up his backside, snapping at everybody inside, husband, Christopher Ramsey.
That, do you know what? As far as introductions go, as nasty as it was, I can't knock the factual accuracy.
I know. Mr. Crocodile, snap, snap, snap. I'm fucking here goosed. He is.
I'm so tired.
I know you are.
Do you know what? It's the fact that the days off now from the tour aren't days off from the tour. It's come home and do a load of other shit. But, you know, it's
be a dad.
It's, yeah, I mean, that can piss right off. That can. don't even get paid for that shit. It's first world problems. It's me diamond slippers are too tight, mm-hmm. because when we couldn't do stand-up comedy live, I was like, oh my God, I want to do stand-up comedy so much, I miss it.
And now you're tired.
It's fucking 2 years worth of work in 6 months. Oh, and no. You know what? I'm goosed. But you know what makes it amazing? The crowds are loving it. Mm-hmm. Everyone's happy to be back out there. The crowds are, you know, coming out in force, and it's brilliant.
But you know what'll always make you feel better?
What?
When I put a photo of you on Instagram and people ask, have you been in a fight? Because you've got black eyes.
Brilliant.
Because people are really caring like that,
brilliant.
Aren't they?
Yeah. Brilliant. That's lovely. We put a Stitch Fix advert out the other day and someone was like, oh, of dark circles under your eyes in fashion, are they crisp? I couldn't even be asked to fight back at them. I went, okay.
Funny.
Speaking of fighting back online, I beat someone the other day. Have I told you this?
What, you've been sparring with the trolls, have you?
Wasn't even a troll. We did Hull City Hall the other night. Big shout out to everyone in Hull. It was a great gig. And I put on the Instagram, put a photo on. I said, great gig, everyone. Thanks for coming. And some guy commented going, bit frustrating though when the interval and the support act are longer than the main act. I went, okay. So I went straight into the... I spoke to a manager. He went straight into the files on his computer that tell him how long everything is. Mm. I got them. I replied to the guy on Instagram. Support act, 26 minutes. Interval, 26 minutes. Added, 76 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Stop lying on the internet. And he wrote underneath, yeah, I can't argue with that, fair point. I went, yeah, thanks for coming. Time flies when you're having fun, bitch.
Oh my, what?
It was one of the most civil discussions I've ever seen on the internet.
Oh, Jesus.
He literally was like, yeah, and I went, well, these are the timings. And he went, yeah, okay, sorry.
Oh, honestly. What a bellend. Oh, I'm actually very proud of you for that.
Yeah.
Normally I'd be like, don't rise to it.
Don't engage. Don't feed the trolls. He wasn't trolling. He was just factually inaccurate. I just can't be, you know what I'm like? I can't be bothered when someone's factually inaccurate.
Just how could you be arsed? Anyway, listen.
Loads of people underneath were like, nah. Like, it was a very civil argument.
People are running. People are doing the ironing.
Yeah.
People are in the car on the way to work. They don't want to hear about dickheads on Instagram.
Right,
well,
okay.
They kind of do, because all that we do is read the comments, don't we?
Yeah.
We just read all the comments.
Yeah.
I've told you what I started doing.
What?
I mentioned this on my Instagram. If I see somebody commenting, correcting an Instagrammer's grammar, I will block them, even if they don't follow us. I do.
Oh, wow.
If I see
That's
somebody
really
saying something, if I'd seen that comment, I would block him, even though he doesn't follow me.
Oh,
just so that they can't.
There's so many people, can I just admit now freely, there's so many people out there in the ether who don't know they've been muted by me on Twitter. Mm. And I'm sure they still say stuff, but they've all been muted and they're just shouting in the dark.
Mm.
It's fucking great. It's normally when I go gig tonight and someone replies with, the football's on, I go, and you can shout in the dark like Black Mirror. Bye.
Oh, message Chris Ramsey every week saying he's a bellend.
Football's on.
It's great. And the football's on. Funny.
First world problems.
This is great.
First world problems.
Welcome back to passive aggressive Shag Married Annoyed. It's not even passive, actually. It's just
It's just openly aggressive. It's just openly aggressive. But you know what? You know what? My excuse is that I'm tired. What's your excuse?
Oh, just I'm a bitch.
Right. Okay.
I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. Oh, I'm a child. I'm
is
a mother.
Anything
I'm a
you
sinner,
can't turn
I'm
into a
saint.
Song?
Do I know the words? And I will not feel ashamed. I'm your.
That's enough. That's enough. No one wants to. No one wants to listen while you plod through that song like someone looking for a door in the dark in the house.
Oh.
You feel like you know it's there, but you can't find it, and it's
sure.
The wrong light switch and blah, blah, blah.
It's a good song.
Blah.
It's a good song.
It's a very good song.
Listen, my laptop is telling me there's an update available. It tells us all the time, and you can remind us tomorrow. And tomorrow, I'll do the same.
Tell you what.
Fuck off.
What? Watch out, Apple. Eh? Think you can upgrade this girl? Think again, girlfriend.
Do not need upgraded.
Rosie's still running. Rosie's somehow running Windows 95 on this Mac. What are you going to do about it? Listen, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We're sorry we whinge.
Sorry.
I'll try not to whinge too much this week, right?
Are you
trying not to whinge? You did because you told them all I was tired. I was going to put a brave face on. But once you tell people I'm tired, I'm like, yes, I am tired. The looks I get on the school run on the morning, I must look like a reanimated fucking corpse. Honestly, disgraceful. I just walk around. The parents look at us thinking, what does he do? Is he a vampire? I'm a clip.
Well, I didn't want to say about it.
Brilliant. So, guys, thank you so much for listening. It's episode 142. And without any further ado, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is Body Clock. Hey, you tired? Yeah. Do you want to go to sleep? Nah, can't. Why? Because you haven't been asleep this time for the past few days, so you're going to be awake, even though you're fucking knackered.
But not many people are going to be able to resonate with this. You've lost everyone.
All right, ever been on holiday to somewhere with a different time zone and come back and try to get to sleep at the right time and you can't? Same fucking thing.
What, jet lag?
Body call. Yeah, I've got entertainer's jet lag.
Right, okay.
I climb into bed, I try to get a nice early night at 9:30, right? And I think, time for bed. And my body goes, no, you're normally on stage now. And I lie there. And do you know what I do? Do you know what I do, Rosie? I worry about the past. I remember embarrassing things I've done off years ago, and I nearly make myself sick. What are you going to do about it?
That's called anxiety,
yeah,
Chris.
It is, and I've got it by the
You're
fucking
riddled
bucket
with it.
Load.
God,
either stuff.
Did I no, tell but you? On, sorry. Oh, well. Just as somebody who doesn't suffer from anxiety, it's really hard to understand. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I only get it certain times. I get when I'm tired. But I lay in bed last night. Worrying about, come on, when Robin knocked his teeth out,
yeah.
I was like, I literally lay in bed playing it through my head again, and
I couldn't
stop it. Have you ever had a song in your head and you can't stop the lyrics? Sometimes you get a thought and you can't stop the thought, and it just keeps coming at you, and you're going like if yous weren't there, I've done it. I don't know why I'm admitting this, but I've done it in a hotel before.
Well,
I've shouted to get a thought out of my head. I've lay in bed and shouted. I lay in bed and went, and then it goes. But I can't do that when you and Rafe are in the room asleep because you'll think I'm being murdered.
I don't know whether you should have told me that. I think there's some things in life you need
just
to keep
shout.
Yourself. You have to shout at your thoughts.
You've
got to
shout.
Them.
Yeah. So if you ever hear
are
a shout,
are you a secret murderer?
No secret. Because I had a routine about it. I remember watching. I dropped the routine because I watched a Bill Burr special, and Bill Burr did the same. But it was when you're in the shower and you remember an embarrassing thought, and you literally have to go just any tune just to get the thought out of your head, the embarrassing thought.
That doesn't happen to me.
It's like a reaction. Yeah,
I'd soak it all in.
Not much going on up there.
Do you know what?
You're like a computer running no programs.
That's rude. Yeah. There's a lot going on in my brain, but you know what? I embrace it all. Damn. If I was having that thought, you know what I'd have done?
Yeah.
Role played.
By yourself.
By
that's
myself.
Worse than shouting.
Role played. You never had an argument in the shower. That's what I do.
Yeah?
I have fights
with
people.
The shampoo bottle.
Just people I'm not getting along with at the time.
Yeah.
I will have a fully blown fight
wow.
with them in my mind.
Okay.
Might have a little cry.
Yeah. Crying in the shower is the best bit because no one can see. No one
I do
can
a lot of cry. I always cry in the shower. It's always at someone's funeral.
Yeah?
Mm.
Wow.
Do you never think about... We've talked about this before. When you think about people dying,
yeah,
have a little cry, and then you go, well, that was weird, and
Rosie,
then I crack on with my day.
I'm going to be honest with you. These days, when I'm thinking about people dying, it's normally a good thing.
What do you mean?
That's normally someone I've had a falling out with, and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I can't wait later.
Don't think someone... No.
Joking,
this is
I'm
getting
joking.
Deep.
I don't mean someone I know. I mean, you know, someone who stuck the fingers about you on the motorway or something. I don't mean... What?
Sorry, everybody.
That's not.
That's crack. We'll do the jingle. This is getting too much.
Have we got it? Have we got a jingle?
Here's the jingle.
Oh, God. I might go for a nap.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle.
jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle. Babadoo, 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 ba. Jingle. Hello and welcome back to Anxiety Workshop with Chris and Rosie Ramsey.
Hi.
Happy to have you here. We're going to work through that anxiety. Yeah.
Bad news for you guys. I can't tell you to work through it, but I can tell you how to amplify your anxiety by thinking about certain things from your past that will trigger panic.
Everyone find a comfortable space and then everyone close your eyes and think about the worst thing that's ever happened in your life.
And we're off.
Here we go.
But yes, it's all good. I am really genuinely happy. I'm just a little bit tired sometimes and I'm so glad that my job's back, etc, etc.
Yes.
So we've got a very exciting announcement, haven't we?
We have indeed.
But you know what? I'm going to go as far as to say bucket list shit.
Yeah, bucket list. Ticked it
bucket
off.
Bucket list shit. Mm-hmm. So if you are listening to this on the 12th, which is the day that this podcast comes out, 1 week today, Friday the 19th, mm-hmm. me and the little chocolate quilt chip pig, although she did weirdly insist on being called Rosie throughout, which I found weird, are doing...
CBeebies Bedtime Story.
Yeah! How class was it?
It was absolutely mint.
We've been wanting to talk about it for so long. Yeah. We did it ages ago.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, it was donkeys so ago. Good.
It's one of them things, I think, until you're a parent, you don't understand what a vital role that is going to be in your life.
Yeah.
And then from being the parent watching CBeebies with your child to then doing the bedtime story is pretty epic.
So cool.
Very
so
excited cool. to see how Robin and Rafe react. Probably not going to be asked at all, which will be very upsetting.
Well, we were last night, we were in the house and we randomly turned the telly on and the One Show came on and there was a little clip that we'd done on the One Show and Robin, we were more surprised. We turned around and we're like, oh my God, we forgot we did this. Mm-hmm. This is on. How lovely. Mm-hmm. It was a lovely charity moment on the One Show.
Yeah, it was for Beth. I think she listens to the podcast.
Big love, Big Beth. Shout, Beth. Yes.
From St. Oswald's.
St. Oswald's, yeah. And Robin, he didn't bat an eyelid.
He doesn't care.
We both went, oh my God, look at this. And he went, yeah, he's kind of sweet.
He doesn't care because it's all he's known. He now probably thinks that everyone else's mom and dad's does stuff on the telly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I hope he is a little bit excited about the bedtime story.
He's got to be.
Well, we were going to keep it as a surprise.
But yeah, but who told him?
My mum.
Yeah, mum. Yeah, Sandra. Can it hold a fucking water,
really
can't
she? Can't. She actually
honestly,
can't.
She gives Christmas presents before Christmas.
Yeah.
She tells you in November what she's bought you. She's a nightmare.
She was on fire. We went to London. Mm-hmm. When I did Strictly It Takes Two, London last week.
Yeah.
My mum and my sister came along because, it's what they do.
Well, much like a rapper, you do take your entourage.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I really do. But the sad thing is, they have lovely little days. Now I've got to go to work. It's really shit. But she was on form. She had me and Kate laughing a lot. And I haven't told you this, so we got room service on the second night because I was knackered.
Bloody room service.
I know.
What? Hey? Room service?
Well, the problem, we went too hard on the first night.
Right.
We went to the theatre.
Right.
We went out for dinner. We drank too much. Right. We went too hard.
And I hope you went downstairs and got the room service. You didn't pay the £4 tray charge, did you?
I paid the £4 tray
charge. Fucking hey, man. What?
Chris, this is going
to... Listen, right? I don't want this to go on the podcast, but you phone me. You phone me and tell me when you're going to apply a £4 tray charge to our right? Sorry, and we're back. And we're back.
That was. See what he's like behind the scenes.
Don't you ever.
You fuck. You
don't
shut
you
your fucking mouth.
Ever do that
dare.
Again.
Shout me.
Fucking
it's half my money, you little prick. Fuck you.
Yeah. And welcome back. To
welcome
Shack
back to Shag Mountain Noise.
Hi, guys.
That was really weird. Anyway, so, Sandra. I've never done that before.
Did you say good or weird?
Weird.
Yeah, weird. I thought you said good.
No.
Reviewing your own little asides on the podcast. Well, from one thing great to more me. Right, come on, tell us about Sandra.
So
I love a Sandra story.
Was on form, right? So we got room service. Bearing in mind, she's very generous, but she's a bit of a cheapskate, right? So we got like a full dinner and then she was desperate for a chocolate brownie.
Right.
Because she's one of them people where she has to have a dessert. She can't like, what?
Sorry. You got the full dinner,
and
then afterwards, an auxiliary chocolate brownie was ordered back to the room.
Yes. An extra
two tray charges.
Two tray charges. Two. Yes, but Sandra didn't know about the tray charges. No, it gets better. So, honestly.
Oh, God.
So, she ordered the chocolate brownie, which they brought afterwards.
Yeah.
And by the time it came, she didn't actually really want it.
Brilliant.
And I was like, are you having a fucking laugh, Sandra? Because you've charged at the room. and you'll eat it. You will eat that chocolate brownie, and you'll drink that little tub of double cream that you've got with it as well. You'll drink that, Sandra, because you asked for that specifically, you fat greedy cow. Anyway, she then, so obviously, I didn't actually say that, but she then went on to tell us.
I'm sure it was implied.
Carry it was on. Very much implied. In my eyes, I was, I told her with my eyes. And then she went on to tell us a story that I didn't know about. And isn't it funny, as a kid, you know, we've got kids now and you worry, you think, oh, we've argued and they've listened and is it going to traumatise them and blah, blah, blah.
Around the house, you mean, yeah.
Well, no, just in general life. So my mum told me that when we went to Peter Rabbit World in the Lake District, I think it's in Windermere.
Yes.
It's like, I say
I know
world.
Exactly where you mean. We've seen, yeah.
It's a three-story building.
That's where she wrote all the Peter Rabbit books, isn't it?
Yeah, but in Windermere, town centre, there's like a little Peter Rabbit world where you go in and there's a cafe and all that, right?
Yeah.
So we went there. And in my memory, it was absolutely wonderful.
Right.
Had a brilliant day. You know, we were all holding hands and having the best day ever. Apparently not. Right.
Okay.
Apparently, my mum and dad were at a stage in their life where they didn't have much money.
Right.
And it was when we couldn't go on holiday abroad, so it was very much, I think we borrowed someone's caravan. We were going around, schlapping around the Lake District.
Was this the caravan you were given? Oh, no, that one didn't. You didn't have
that
a car
one didn't
at the
work.
Time.
We'd borrow someone else's. Anyway, so... three kids. Getting into Peter Rabbit World would have been expensive.
I imagine your mum was up for doing like a classic Peter Rabbit, Mr. McGregor move and just climbing over the fence and running in.
She would have if she could have.
Great. Burrowing underneath.
Apparently, we got to the cafe,
begged
to go to the cafe.
Yeah.
And my mum was very much like, no, we're not going to the cafe. We've got sandwiches and we're going to have a picnic and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, apparently we begged so much that we went to the cafe. We all wanted a caramel shortcake.
Oh,
what they're called?
Yeah,
you
a
get
millionaire,
them.
A millionaire shortcake, yeah.
Right? We all wanted one. My mum went, you've never had them before. I don't think that you're going to like them. Apparently we were crying, right? And we wanted them so badly. And I think my dad went, Sandra, just get them.
Right.
And so my mum forked out for 3 millionaire shortcakes.
Oh.
None of us liked them. We all left them.
Oh,
there was a
no.
lot more tears because my mom tried to force us to eat them and we cried like, we aren't like them. It tastes weird. And she just reminded us of that story. And she said it was one of the worst days of our life.
One of the worst days of our life.
And I thought, well, you'll eat that chocolate brownie, Sandra.
That's weird because last time I saw an advert for Peter Rabbit World, it did say on the poster, one of the worst days of my life, Sandra Winter. I thought it was weird that they'd written that. Did your mum at least eat all of the shortbreads herself?
She'll have took them with her.
Yeah, they'll have got them wrapped up.
But I think she was just... It's that thing though, isn't it, when you tell a kid, like, you're not going to like that.
Yeah.
You're not going to like that.
Yeah.
It's going to be a waste. And if you haven't got, you know, if you haven't got money to waste, they would have been... they would have been
so
about £2 each,
children
something like
so
that.
So expensive, especially someone like that.
Yeah. And so I think she was... It sparked a memory for her at how seething she was.
I was... This is weird. I was in a hotel the other day, right? And there's newly installed things on the benches in this hotel. So you've got the telly on like a bench. And then next to the telly... It looked like, imagine a whack-a-mole. Imagine if someone put a whack-a-mole in a room, you know,
what's
it was like tiered. You know, whack-a-mole.
The thing pops up and you hit them.
Yep. So things pop up the hammer and you hit them. So it was like a tiered shelf system, plastic tiered shelf system with little grippers that looked almost like holes.
Right.
And I was like, the fuck's this? And we all had them in our rooms and we met at breakfast. And I went, what the hell's that?
Right.
And my tour manager ended up going to the reception and going, look, what is that in the room? Because we couldn't work out what it was. One of them, I can't remember which tour manager said it, one of them said a tie warmer. I said, you're drunk, get back to bed.
Tie warmer.
I don't know what the fuck he was thinking of, right? They've just installed them and it's to put, they're not finished apparently, and it's to put like... the room service stuff on. So like a Pringles tube will go on and a Mars bar will go on and they'll go on these pressure plate things like Indiana Jones.
Mm.
And if you take it off, you get charged.
Mm.
But how fucking shit is that for someone who goes to that hotel with kids?
Yeah.
And the kids just run over and go, look at all this, Dad. Yeah. 40 quid.
Well, there you go. My mum also told Kate off because she got the wine out the fridge.
Right.
And she went, they'll charge you for that! And I said, it's all right. I don't think it's
when you move
hotel.
It. It's when you move it. You go to the hotel and you go, they go checking out. You go, do you have anything out the minibar? And you go, no. And they go, it says you had the wine. No, I picked it up, you cunt.
Yeah. That's bad, that, isn't it?
Yeah, I picked it up and put it back. Yeah. Go check.
That is bad.
Sorry, wait here, sir. We're going to go and send someone to check the seal on the wine. Crikey.
Although, I mean, I have stayed at a hotel and in that morning, so it's the ones that don't monitor it, I will eat the nuts just before I leave and they go, have you had anything out the minibar? And I go, I haven't, no. And I'm lying.
Stop you right there. Guys, guys, come in. We've got her again. Guys, we've got her again. This isn't a podcast. This third time now, this is not a podcast. We've got her again. Guys, storm the bitch. Smash through the window. SWAT team. We've got the bitch. We've got the bitch. The nut stealer. We've got her.
Squirrel nuggets.
Your criminal enterprise grows by every episode. I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed.
Listen, I'm doing it for the little people. These big corporations think they can take the piss out of me.
You'll not be little if you keep stealing stuff from the minibar. You fucking massive love. And your ma.
Oh, funny. Part of the story is, one day, your mom is going to fleece you in hotel bills.
I'm glad. You know what? Because you three didn't eat them shortbreads, I'm glad she got that. I'm glad she got it on a separate tray charge. You charge it on your card, didn't you? You didn't charge it to me. It's charged
to you. My card.
I'm so glad your mom did that. That's great. So glad. Babadoo, 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 ba. So here's something that happened the other day. I know you like it when I'm sort of knocked off my pedestal and dragged back down to earth.
Right. What's happened?
Don't try. Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to claim that you weren't, but you're actually so excited.
Oh, no. I mean, I love a bit of this. Love a bit of Chris Ramsay in the real world. So, I mean, you know that right at the minute you are to a wanker, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course I am.
It's horrible.
Very important. Thousands of people sit and listen to me and hang on me every word every night, Rosie. Wow. I'm so important. You are lucky I'm in here having a conversation with you right now. In fact, can I have £25 for this?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm joking. Wow. So listen, I was at Stafford Gatehouse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lovely theatre, I've done it for years.
Mm-hmm.
Carl was on stage, and it's one of them theatres where when you're standing backstage, you can't really hear them laughing. I knew Carl was doing well, I could tell by the way he was pacing his jokes out that he was getting laughs. Mm-hmm. He wasn't just leaving gaps, but you can't really hear them, so I thought, right, I'll go and have a listen. So I walked from the backstage down into the little foyer at the side. There was a little bar that was closed, and I was down in the foyer, and there was two doors.
Oh, someone's changed.
I told you, I'm very important. Wow. Very famous, successful comedian.
In the foyer.
Anyway, fucking hell.
Foyer.
Can I tell me story, you massive tosser? Right? So I opened the door, like, just a couple of millimetres, and I'm looking through the door. So the crowd are on my left, and I'm looking up at Carl.
Yeah.
And he's doing brilliant. I'm listening, right? And I felt a presence behind us.
A theatre ghost.
Josh, I knew you were going to say that.
There she is.
I knew you were going to say that.
Okay. Mrs. Stafford.
So I turned and it was just a bloke and he like smiled and I smiled and he pointed at the bar and I thought, oh, he's going to the bar. Okay. So then I kept looking, I kept watching Carl and then Carl got like a big round of applause. So I shut the door and I thought, yeah, the crowd sound great. Mm. And I went and walked back up and the bloke went, excuse me, mate. And I turned and he went, are you serving on here or what?
Fuck off.
And
he didn't.
And he did. He went, are you serving on here or what? And I looked at him and I went, no.
What?
Exactly like that. I went, no. And I walked backstage and I went with two hands out and you'll fucking never believe what's happened. I went, as a comic, you never really know what to say when you first go out on stage. It's a really hard thing unless you've got an opening line.
Yeah.
And I like to keep it a bit loose. And I went, oh, my opening bit's sorted, right?
Right.
And I went to all the staff. I went, is there something else in here tonight? Because there's another room. There's a room downstairs. It's right. Stafford called The Met. I went, is there another show on? And they went, no, you're the only thing on tonight. And I went, some fucking bloke doesn't know what he's here to see.
Who's he paid to see?
Oh, yeah. I was like, what's that? I mean, he hasn't paid to see Carl because he's at the fucking bar while Carl's on and he doesn't know who I am, so I don't know what
confused.
He's doing. It was a beautiful, beautiful moment.
Okay.
You know when you see a husband and wife relationship laid out for you?
Mm-hmm.
I walked out on stage and I was like, hello, everyone. And all crap. I was like, keep it, round of applause for Carl, keep it going for Carl, you know, blah, blah, all that. And I went, right, where is he? And the whole crowd laughed, like a nervous laugh. I went, you don't know what you're laughing at yet, but you will in a second. I went, where is he? Silence. I went, where is he? And I heard a woman go, he's here.
Shut up. So what?
It was his wife.
Had he told her? Well,
she went, he's here. And I went, there he is. I went, right, mate. And I explained what it was. I explained what happened and everyone laughed. And I went, when did you realise I didn't work at the theatre. And there was a moment's silence, and he went, about 30 seconds ago.
When you walked on stage?
What? Oh, he must have turned and told his wife while everyone was clapping. He must have turned and said to his wife, oh, shit. I didn't know it was him. I've just asked him to pause a pint at the bar.
So why did he come to see you?
He didn't put two and two together. He didn't think I'd be standing in the bar thing, and he didn't recognise us for some reason. I don't know if I look different. I'll tell you, I don't know what it is. But it was just this beautiful moment. Where is he? A woman's voice. He's here. I've got him for you, Chris. He's here.
That's beautiful.
Okay. Gorgeous.
I love stuff like that.
Loved
that's
it.
But I'm sorry. That's...
It was amazing.
Do you know what it is? There's no... Like, because if you'd have said that, if you'd have been, I don't know, if you'd have gone and seen like a West End show and you were in the hallway and someone said, are you serving? You'd be like, no, I'm not, I don't work here, blah, blah, blah. But you have all right, it's your show that people have paid to come and see
you. He had a ticket in his pocket with my name on it.
With your picture on it. Oh, hey, that's funny. That is funny.
It's just nice to be pulled back down to earth now and then. It really is nice to remember that. Do you know what? Someone can be at your own show where they've paid to see you and they can still ask you to pour them a pint from behind the bar. Oh, it's great.
It's because you didn't have your Strictly clothes on.
I don't wear Strictly clothes
didn't
on
have your, But you didn't have your Pasodoble.
I didn't have my hair done. I'll give him that, but still. God.
Did you ever do the Pasodoble?
How dare you? I did very well on the Pasodoble.
Did you?
Run, boy, run.
Oh, yeah.
This world was not meant for you.
I don't know the difference between all the dances. Run.
Yeah, it's. I remember when I used to do and Strictly and would sit with Claudia afterwards and they'd go, so next week you've got Quickstep, are you excited? And I'd go, I'll tell you on Thursday because I've got no fucking idea what it is. I don't know what it is. They would ask the other celebs and be like, yeah, well, you know, personally I've always wanted to do a tango. And I'd be like, what? The only thing I knew about the tango was the beginning of True Lies when he dances with Jamie Lee Curtis. That was the only thing I knew about the tango.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jamie Lee Curtis. Only time I'd seen the tango. Everything else, not a clue.
Even as a watcher. So I've been watching Strictly for in and out for years.
Yeah.
Like some series I've really watched, some series I haven't, whatever. Yeah, it depends what I've been doing in my life. But when I had a research chat for when I went on Strictly It Takes Two the other night, they were talking about all the dancers. Like I was meant to know, differentiate them all.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm actually a viewer. And when you go, what did you think of their chat? What do you think about their American Smooth? I was like, what song was it?
Yeah.
What were they wearing? Like, I don't know the difference.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
But then they all talk like they, oh, yes, the tango.
Yeah.
I'm like,
well, you can tell how hard it is because how hard it is to see. Because even the judges who are like trained in dancing and have danced for years, when the people are dancing, you can see. I know Bruno used to do it a lot. He'd stand up and hold on to his desk and be like looking as if he's like, do you know what I mean? As if he's hanging over the bow of a ship looking for someone drowning in the sea, like properly staring at their feet going like, right, what are their feet doing? Because it's technical as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
I remember I messed up in one of mine, I can't remember what it was the week I got booted out, and I messed up a couple of steps and I was like, they'll not have noticed. Karen had a long dress on and Shirley was literally like, well, when you went round there, you got a few steps wrong. And I was like, fuck, she's good. How the fuck
she
did she
good.
See that? It's,
she
it's
is
almost
good.
Like she's a professional lifelong dancer and judge.
She's unreal. She's an unreal dancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef?
Beef, 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 beef. Guys, before we do the beefs, it is probably worth reminding you that when we go on tour, back on tour with the Shag Mountainoid live podcast show, we will be again asking for your beefs, your local beefs, depending what gig you're coming to. So when your gig is approaching, keep an eye on our social medias, mainly Rose's Instagram, because I'm fucking shit on it, and get your beefs in with your partner, and we will be reading out beefs live on stage. And in the first leg, they were fantastic.
They were unbelievable. I was just going to say that. They were
unbelievable.
Better than we expected.
Yeah,
so
much
please,
better than we
more of that.
Again, I hate to say it, and I don't want to jinx it, but all the listeners of this podcast do is prove the rules about audience interaction wrong. I've said it before, people, producers always say you can't rely on the audience to provide content. Well, I think you'll find 142 fucking episodes in, yes you can,
and it's still coming. I've
yes,
got some beautiful questions
wonderful
today.
Yeah, so please keep sending stuff in, obviously your questions, but your beefs are very, very important for the gig that you're going to. And obviously the arena shows, there's still some tickets available for some of them because the arenas, they're massive, there's always a seat or two, so get involved.
shagmanannoy.com. What's your beef?
My beef, okay, shall I go first this time?
Yes.
Right, my beef with you. It's a weird one this week because I may well have imagined this because I am very tired and working extremely hard, very famous, important comedian.
Jesus.
So, for a while now, you have had prints around the house that you keep buying. You keep buying prints, pictures.
Like framed prints, artwork.
Framed artwork, if you want to call it that.
Foyer. I mean, that's exactly foyer. What it is.
You say foyer, I say foyer. Let's call the whole thing. Yeah. let's call the whole thing a room outside the venue. Now, you've been buying, they keep, you go, I bought some more prints, I bought some more pictures. Can you put them up, Chris?
I'm curating up? A collection.
Oh, God. So actually. Poor me, coming back from tour, walking around the house with bloody Mimikita, me hammer and nails. To be fair, the walls are pretty good in this house. So you can put most things up with a nail. Yeah. You can put a fucking telly up with a nail on these walls.
Yeah.
So put things up. And the other day, you asked for the most irritating thing to do, which is, can you put pictures up the stairs?
Yeah.
Now, to put them up the stairs, you've got to get the angles right. You've got to measure the distance between them, but also the distance from each step and measure them. And it's a fucking nightmare to get it done. It took us ages. Yesterday, correct me if I'm wrong, and I will apologise. You're smiling, so I don't think you are. I am 99.9% sure. And honestly, you're laughing. You're laughing. Just pushed us over into 100% here. I walked out of the living room yesterday and I heard the tail end of something you were saying, and I'm 99.99999 now 100% sure that the words that came out of your mouth were, do you know what? I haven't even noticed or looked at those pictures on the stairs since you put them up.
And what was the rest of the sentence?
What was the rest of the sentence?
So you only heard that bit?
Yeah, I was fucking raging.
Okay,
I went looking at them and I was like, you dick.
No, basically, I haven't noticed them because when they weren't there, I couldn't help but think that that wall looks bare. And right. Now that they're there...
You haven't even appreciated them.
No, I do appreciate them, but I haven't gone, that wall looks bare. I've just thought, oh, yes. I haven't had to look and go, oh, because so it's like, nice. So actually, it was appreciation. You didn't let us finish.
Appreciation
you weren't
through,
listening to the end of what I was saying.
Appreciation through not noticing or looking or acknowledging the hard work I did by putting them up.
No, I do. They look fantastic.
Listen.
They do look great, but all I'm saying is I'm not now looking at the stairs going, that looks awful. I'm just, they've just become part of the
tomorrow morning,
stairs.
Tomorrow morning, I want you to get up, I want you to go and get your coffee, and I want you to spend a good half an hour on the stairs in front of each picture admiring
Appreciate them.
Like you're in an art gallery. Because it was a fucking nightmare to put them
actually
up.
I've got an early train
and don't move the one at the top of the stairs, because I'm not exaggerating when I say there's about 9 holes behind it.
Oh really?
Because I couldn't get it up.
Well, that's what she said.
Wow.
So is that your beef?
That's my beef, yeah. That you said.
Well, if you'd listen to the end, there you go. That's stupid. I'm
not accepting the end.
It's true.
Oh, they're so brilliant. I don't notice them. Shut up, man. That's terrible.
Well, it's true. Okay, my beef with you.
Come on then.
This week, actually, you've been doing this for as long as we've had children.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Every time I ask you where one of the kids is,
I know exactly what you're going to say.
You answer. So I'll go, "Where's Robin?" You go, "Who?" Every time. It's gone past. It was quite funny at first, and I'd go, "Oh." Every time, so you did it with Rafe
yesterday, yeah.
Because I said, because Rafe's crawling now, so he just can crawl off, and you're literally like, "Where the hell has Rafe gone?" And I said to you, because he was behind the kitchen island on the floor, and you were at the sink, and I said, "Where's Rafe?" Like panic, "Where's Rafe?" And you went, "Who?" And I was like, "Rafe."
Classic dad joke.
It's just
classic dad joke.
It's infuriating, actually. Listen. Because I was genuinely worried, and then I heard him, so I was fine.
He was right. The thing is, he was literally a meter away from you. You just couldn't see him from the island.
I know, but why? Just honestly, Chris,
you couldn't be arsed.
Drop it.
Crane your neck.
Drop the comedian act when you get home.
Look, I can't.
It's not funny.
It's who I am. You know what you're married.
It's not becoming.
Listen, they started off them jokes, and you laughed at them, and then we're on the downward slope now. Mm. We're in a trough, right? Mm. All I've got to do is keep doing them and we'll come back up the other end.
I don't agree.
The comedy of repetitive resilience, right? I've just got to keep doing it. Keep throwing off shit some sticks. Honestly, 6 months' time, you'd be pissing yourself at them jokes again. Just, Rosie, stick with it.
Your mum still laughs at your dad's jokes, which I find unbelievable, personally. Have you noticed that?
Oh, she thinks she's great. Yeah.
Laps them up. Yeah. Fuck me.
Yeah,
it's got a lovely marriage, your mum and dad. It's gross. Bill, tell that. Tell that story. Tell that story. And fuck me. we're fucked already. Stop laughing years ago.
You can stop it now. You didn't stop laughing years ago. It's just the certain things that you don't laugh at, but you do laugh.
But it
at
is. Them. I'm saying it's nice. It's nice that they still laugh. Like your mum laughs at your dad.
Well, you know. What can I say? He's a funny guy.
No, it's nice. It is nice. It is. It's nice. I hope we do the same.
Well, one day. One day. Just stick at it. Just do what she does. You know, are the fake laughs now and then?
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably.
I think they're all...
Is she providing, you know, morale boosting? maybe. So yeah, just laughing.
I didn't want to say, but that's where I've come out of it.
Great.
I'm like, right, okay, so this is so she doesn't have to sleep with them anymore.
And where are my mum and dad now?
What do you mean?
Where are
downstairs?
They? Who with?
Rave.
Who? Oh. Laughed.
Oh,
boom.
Hey. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
It's time for Queezles from the Peezles.
Queezles from the Peezles.
Peezles, 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 with measles.
Beagles.
Beagles and seagulls. Oh, Queezles from the Peezles.
Hey.
Oh, hey. Okay, you know what it is? When you've got a podcast this successful, going for this long, you've got to mix it up. You've got to mix the format up. So, question from the public is now called Queezles from the Peezles.
Just for 1 week only, though.
Yeah, because we'll probably forget next week.
welcome back.
Sleep deprivation talking. Now, welcome back and all of that. Well, mm-hmm. Say welcome back. There was only a babadoo ba. There's only a babadoo bar.
I missed them.
Welcome. Bless you. As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, shagmarionaud@gmail.com. Send them for the show. Send them for the bear. That's the show. I sound like fucking Carl Hutchinson refers to this podcast as the show every night on stage. And I'm sure the whole place.
What do you mean?
All right, grander. So I introduced him as friend of the podcast because everyone knows who he is
now.
And he goes, oh, yeah. Look, he goes, you know what, everyone? I don't listen to the show every week, but my wife listens to the show every week. And I'm like, sure. And I'm sure the whole crowd are like, sure. who let everyone's grander on stage?
Spoken like a non-podcast listener.
Exactly.
Right.
What a noob. Okay. Send them for the podcast, send them for the live show. We'll love you.
Let's get started off. Now, I haven't told you this yet.
Okay.
But Idris Elba's management have been in touch.
Shut up.
I'm not joking.
No?
Yeah, they've been in touch.
Are we in trouble?
He's not best pleased.
No.
With what was said. Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, no.
No, he wasn't very happy.
I'm genuinely upset.
Yeah.
Why? It was a compliment.
He's been in touch and said he doesn't even use condoms. So,
what?
I'm totally joking.
Oh, my God. You fucking arse. I was really worried there. Would now apologise again because now I'm worried that they might get in touch and
no,
say that he has.
No, they've not been in touch.
Oh.
I wish they'd been in touch, imagine.
Oh, can you imagine they got in touch?
Yeah. No, they haven't been in touch.
I was really scared there. Because I reckon he would punch me to pieces.
Oh, he'd have you,
he'd
like.
He'd eat me alive.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, God. I'd hide behind you. I wouldn't be scared. Well, I would, but I wouldn't be scared to hide behind you.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
No, he hasn't been in touch.
That was horrible. That was honestly.
You got a sweat on.
I'm too tired. He'd be doing stuff like. Don't do stuff like that.
Right, sorry.
Oh,
just
God.
Just practicing my acting skills.
I got a shock there. I didn't like that at all. I don't know how many people. I'm sorry. I bet these people devastated that that hadn't even got. Can you imagine a cease and desist from Idris Elba's management for saying that that we would like him to throw a hot condom in our face? Someone really quite cleverly pointed out online that we, and I think it was a little bit dirty, so we didn't go down this avenue because sometimes we actually try and stay away from really
stuff. Oh, I know what you're going to say. Go on.
Yeah, someone said the more important thing is who's the condom being in.
Yeah.
That was the more important bit. Mm-hmm. And can I just say now, I don't want to get into that.
No, let's not.
Okay, let's move on.
We've had enough of that. Ugh. We've had enough of that. Just really quickly, want to chat. What?
Still on the idea of Idris Elba's management. imagine working in the management of a Hollywood A-lister. And someone comes in and goes, I need you to send an email. A podcast said that he'd like a hot condom from Idris thrown in the face. And Idris is furious.
Yeah. Idris has listened and he's not. Let's stop because we're perpetuating, this. Leave it.
Sorry, right.
Leave it.
Oh, God. If I meet him again.
What are you going to say?
I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to make myself scarce just in case.
Don't say anything. Right. Had a couple of stories in about people in crawl experiences.
Right.
And I thought you might be interested because last week, obviously, we spoke about
the murder of crows. Yeah.
It sparked a couple of people's
crow stories.
Memories about this. So, hey, Rosie and Chris. Hope you're both well. Currently listening to your That's a Crow episode, and I just had to tell you this stupid crow story my boyfriend once told me. So this is from my boyfriend.
Okay.
A few years ago, I bought a chest of drawers from someone on Facebook Marketplace. Facebook Marketplace is epic. Have you ever been on?
I don't have Facebook, but yeah. I mean, I've got a Facebook fan page thing, but I curate it through me Instagram.
It's unreal. It's like eBay and all that. They're great.
Sorry, can we not just talk for a second about the fact that my dad phoned us yesterday and went, you're right, son? And I went, yeah. He went, are you aware someone's pretended to be you on Facebook?
Oh, about that competition thing.
And I went, what? And it was literally like, they were using my photo and they were messaging people saying, you know, you were in with a chance of winning $1,000. And it was written terribly in broken English. And I was like, if anyone falls for that, they deserve to lose their money.
But it was called Chris Ramsey Gifts with 7 Fs.
Fucking stupid. Yeah.
So, I arrived at the address to pick them up and was greeted by a gentleman around the age of 30. He invited me in and unusually chatty for someone you just met. He was unusually chatty.
That's... Okay. I don't like when people say stuff like that.
What?
Unusually chatty. But just a nice guy. He might just be a nice guy.
He's probably a southerner.
Right. Or the person sending the email is probably a southerner and the other one's probably a northerner.
Possibly. There,
okay,
there you go.
That makes sense.
You know, the north-south divide.
Yeah.
We will tell our life... dreams and
ambitions.
Regrets and ambitions to a complete stranger.
Yeah. In a 30-second passing.
Yeah.
Okay.
We went down to the shed to grab the chest of drawers and he points towards a small living room table and said, do you want this for free too? I've never been one to turn down a freebie, so I politely accepted.
Wow.
We walked back up the garden and out of the gate, both carrying an item of second-hand furniture each, when he paused in front of me and said, sorry mate, give us a second. I've got to go and chase that crow.
Okay. I mean, wonderful. Carry on.
I had no idea what he was going on about, but before I could see anything, he put the table down and sprinted towards this crow that was stood on the curbside. The bird flew away and he returned. Apparently, this crow wakes him up at 5 a.m. every single morning by pecking on his bedroom window. Strange behaviour. No. I also found it a bit strange how he could so confidently say it was that crow.
Does he know it's that crow?
I've never seen a crow and thought, I've seen you before. it was an odd experience, but it probably doesn't scratch the surface of Facebook Marketplace interactions.
Wow.
That would be a nice little segment to have, Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, if you've got any Facebook Marketplace interactions, send them in. That, yeah. Two seconds, mate. I've got to go and chase that crow. It's so imperative that he's got to chase it, that he's got to tell someone he's with so he doesn't... I mean, would you, if that was you and you felt like you had to chase the crow, would you say, I'm going to go and chase that crow, or would you just surprise him by putting the table down and going and chasing the crow?
I'd probably say.
Yeah.
Because it would be a bit weird.
Yeah, I think it's quite telling that he's... I don't think he's as weird... As we imagine, first off, if you think about the fact that he's actually told him that he's going to chase the crow. But that's so weird. And maybe, one, how do you know it's the same crow? Mm-hmm. Two, maybe it would stop pecking your window if you stopped chasing it.
Maybe it's a game. Maybe he thinks it's doing a game.
A game, yeah. Mm. But they can't. Yeah, they can recognise people. Well, I've told you, they can recognise people. And they are apparently really, really intelligent. But that's mental.
But I'm wondering why it's pecking on his bedroom window.
I don't know. There must be something in there that
What's
it wants.
Got in there?
Oh, it's come like pecking him, you know, like a knock your door neighbour. Like, oh, peck his window, he comes out and give you a chase. Yeah, lads, the other day, man, he was carrying a table, he put it down and chased it.
Wait.
Still hasn't worked now that I can fly, the fucking idiot. Pointless. Sometimes I run along on my feet for a little while and let him get close and I fly off and I'm like, wah!
Gerard Dickhead.
Might be someone he hated who's been reincarnated as a crow.
Oh, I bet it is.
If I die and you hear a crow pecking on your window, Rosie, it's me. I've been reincarnated as a crow and I'm pecking you.
Do you think?
No.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
I believe in reincarnation more than I believe in ghosts, but right. I still don't really believe in reincarnation.
Okay.
But I feel that the numbers don't add up. But then again, if you added like ants in, then it could kind of work, I suppose.
Mm.
But then what happens when an ant dies? Like, you know, because that's my thing, again, I don't want to go into ghosts, but my thing is if you die and you turn into a ghost, there would be fucking 50 ghosts in this room now. Talk about, you think overpopulated with living people. If ghosts were here as well, you wouldn't be able to fucking move for ghosts.
Right, aye. Jam-packed.
Yeah, because of how many millions and millions and billions of people have died.
Yeah.
Person dies like every second. But then, few people every second.
I was just going to say, because a ghost might leave once like the people who they've known in life die as well.
Oh, really? With the end credits?
Yeah. Right. So like, right, one person left on this earth who I know. They've gone, I can now
Imagine that. Why am I still kicking about? You held a baby the day before you died, and that baby's now the oldest man in the world, so you've just got to fucking knock about. Jesus, I want to be a crow, man.
Let me go. Let me sleep.
Let me crow.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I was listening to episode 141 about the premature Christmas chat.
Yes.
People are putting their trees up in that.
Yeah.
Someone I used to work with couldn't be bothered to take their Christmas tree down, so instead decided to decorate it based on the time of year. Brackets, autumn decorations, red baubles, and glitter for Valentine's Day, Halloween, etc.
Horrific.
I was wondering what your thoughts on this are. Personally, I'd rather watch paint dry than decorate a tree, let alone do it about 10 times a year.
Yeah.
Also, once all the decorations are down, surely packing up the tree is the easy bit, so unsure why they couldn't be bothered to do that.
Yeah, I mean, no one likes packing it all away because it's the same amount of work. I don't think it's the easy bit. I think it's the same amount of work, maybe even more work.
No, it's easier putting it away than it is putting it out.
Getting the lights off with all the baubles and that, no chance.
Fair enough.
You're back down from that really easily there.
Wow. Chris, don't ever take any of my opinions
as solid.
I told you, I changed my mind.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm very serious. Discussions. I flip-flop very quickly. You literally taught me like...
I talked you down from that.
I could
so
be a
quick.
Politician.
Yeah.
No, I could be the opposite of a politician. Yeah, no, I changed my...
Yeah. No. Boris flip-flops on everything constantly. Go. So yeah, you're Boris, yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Borisina, you could call me.
Great.
Thank you.
Awful. Doris. Doris would have been good.
Doris would have been much better.
No, you're sticking with Borisina now. You're sticking with Borisina, which isn't a name.
I can remember
your name, Borisina. I can remember your name the same way I remembered Romina's name from Why Change. Borisina, have you seen her?
Have you seen Borisina? Tell you what.
So, first of all, on the tree thing.
Yeah.
So they don't take it. They didn't want to take it down because they couldn't be arsed. Taking it down is as much work as putting it up, but you don't have the excitement.
But do you not
think it's
a
very depressing thing?
Do you not think they're either lazy bastards?
No, that's my point.
No, okay.
So you're either lazy or you're not lazy. You either leave it up. Lazy isn't leaving it up and redecorating it for everything.
Well, all I'm saying is I think they think it's quirky.
Yeah, they're not lazy. They think it's quirky. Yeah, they think it's great. That the amount of times out back in the day when beards first started becoming a thing, and you'd see someone with a massive beard, and you'd go, "Oh yeah, a beard," and they go, "Oh, I'm just lazy. Can't be bothered to shave." Fuck no, you're lying. You've deliberately grown that beard. Well, why is your neck shaved? Why is the tops of your cheeks shaved? Why has it got perfect lines on it? You're not lazy. You wanted a beard. Just admit you wanted a beard. There's nothing wrong with wanting a beard.
Yeah.
And this person, just admit you want a tree up all year long. And the next line would be, there's nothing wrong with it. But there is something wrong with it. It's fucking weird. It's weird as fuck. A Christmas tree with Easter eggs around it and then skeletons on it and that. Idiot.
So that's Chris's thoughts on the Halloween Christmas tree.
Yeah. And now over to Borisina. What do you think?
I couldn't give a fuck. To be totally honest with you. Ask us tomorrow.
Classic Borisina.
Have you seen her? Borisina.
Borisina. Jesus.
Ba
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Rosie, Chris and the boys. Hope you're keeping well. Just wanted to say I'm a huge fan of the podcast. I'm a student midwife and listening to you both on my commute has seen me through many dark mornings.
Oh, thank you. We're glad. We're very glad.
We're very glad. I want to share my own story with you. I was in labour with my fourth child. I know, we really need to update our Netflix subscription. So anyway, after three girls, my husband was really excited to finally welcome our son. Halfway through pushing, my overexcited and overtired husband bent down to witness this miracle. Tears in his eyes, he turned to the midwife and said, "Oh my God, is that my son's head?" To which the midwife, ever so professionally, replied, "No, your wife's doing a poo." Thankfully, I wasn't aware of this until afterwards. Otherwise, I might have throttled him.
Oh, God.
Imagine.
Look at all that hair. Look at all that thick brown hair. Look at that, guys. Look at that. Oh, God. It's coming off. It's coming off in bit. Oh.
How would you mistake a baby's head?
I think she explained it in the first bit. Tired. Sleep deprived, tears in his eyes. The fact that he, honestly, at the risk of getting a load of shit from people here, the fact that some men get themselves down business end, some with a camera.
I mean, he is fully business end.
Oh, he's business end.
He's not even on an angle, just leaning in for a peek.
He's business class.
He's first class.
He's won the apprentice.
Yeah, he is.
He's winning the apprentice. He's standing down there hand in hand with Lord Sugar, doing a bit of business.
Absolutely.
Again, am I just squeamish? Am I disgusting? Is it sexist to say I would never go business end? Someone out there probably might think it is, but I'm telling you right now, never in the fucking world will you get me business sent down there while that's going on. Incredible. Miracle. You're amazing creatures. You're the most incredible, amazing creatures on the planet that you fire out children and keep the human race going. Salute you all. You're amazing. But do I want a fucking front row seat? Do I want to go, what's that? Oh, it's a close-up shit that I'm looking at? Not on your life. And the blokes who stand down there with cameras, psychos, get them in prison.
Is that your opinion on it, is it?
Smile, love. No, the other, open wide.
Oh. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. Okay, let me give you a little bit of background, okay? I'm a newborn photographer, so I deal with fresh little babies all day, every day. And I've seen my fair share of boobs along the way, so I'm no stranger to mums breastfeeding in front of me or sitting with their boobs out for that matter.
Got you.
However, I can never, ever unsee what I saw this day, and it has scarred me for life.
Oh.
Now, I genuinely think this is true. Right. We chatted about similar things before.
Okay.
There was a documentary on the TV recently about something similar. I haven't watched it yet, but I want to watch it.
I think someone sent me this. I think I know where this is going. Go.
Okay. So to set the scene, it was a lovely autumnal day. The sun was shining, the birds were tweeting, and I was just starting my first newborn session of the day.
The sun was shining, the birds were tweeting, the crows were attacking.
The girls were there. My first set of parents came in. I welcomed them in and sat them down in the studio. I always start by asking mum to feed the baby before we start. This makes the baby lovely and sleepy so I can achieve those lovely newborn shots. You know, when they're just like in a bucket, like tiny, like a little bean. Yeah. We never did them.
Do you mean like a basket? Because you just said bucket.
Sometimes they're in a bucket.
Right, okay.
With a feather boa around them.
Right, okay then. Okay.
We never did. Do you know why we never did those photos?
Why?
Because our babies came out fucking massive.
Yeah, that you are right there. Yeah,
Robin was 10 pound 11 and a half.
Yeah, people will be going, why have you done a newborn shot with that 4 year old?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why is your 6 month old pretending to be newborn?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Get him out, he looks horrific. So, we don't have any of them. As mum started breastfeeding, I offered the parents a brew. Mum just wanted water, and dad wanted a black tea with one sugar. So, off I went to make him a brew. When I came back into the studio, I popped his brew down on the table and went to grab my camera from the studio next door. When I came back, and I cannot stress this enough, it got weird. As soon as I opened the door, I saw the dad with the baby, and mum seemed to be expressing her milk.
Oh, God.
As I got further towards them, I noticed the brew I had just made for dad was in mum's hand under her breast.
Shut up.
Yes.
Shut up.
She was expressing into the black tea I had just made for the dad.
Oh.
I did not know where to look or what to say.
Strange.
Anyway, I brushed it off and thought, each to their own, and cringed every time I saw the dad take a sip from the mug. Christopher, it gets worse.
No, how?
Eh? Halfway through my session, I passed the baby back to Mum for a quick feed and I quickly left the room to grab myself a drink. When I came back into the room, I noticed Dad was missing. I presumed he'd gone to the loo. I only wish he had gone to the loo because I cannot unsee what I saw. As I got closer, I saw the top of Dad's head laying on Mum's lap. Yes, he too was having a quick feed from Mum's breast.
Mate.
I quickly excused myself and had another photographer finish the session as I could not look them in the eye and keep a straight face.
Wow.
Do you think that's true?
I think it's true. I think another photographer finishing the session as well. That's a fucking burn, isn't it?
I know. And then she
Can't continue, you dirty pigs.
She said, yeah, please keep me anonymous as I have to see them again in 6 months' time. So they'll be going for the...
Wow. Oh, man.
Wonder if she's still feeding her lad.
Well, not just that. I mean, what? Either that or he's going to be on the blooming Cowan Gate.
He's weaning.
Little tubs.
We're actually weaning Stuart now.
He's an accountant, you know.
He has a pouch for breakfast. Slice of toast
again,
for his lunch.
I will sit on the fence about many things. I'm not sitting on the fence about that. Even it's not even that weird if they did it in their own home. When the photographer's there.
Keep it within your four walls.
Can I just
walls.
Say, what hurts? Dangling that bloody tit over a blooming cup of hot tea. Mm. She's fond of a treat, isn't she?
I know.
You scald your nipples going on like that.
Do you know, I can forgive that, though. But
I can forgive that if they're on a fucking camping holiday and they kind of get to the
milk,
shop.
And there's near milk.
Yeah.
Aye. Okay. Well, he might like it. He might like... Look at it, right. He might like milk in his tea. Everyone's different, you know, whatever. It's the straight from the source at the photographers. I just find it...
Yeah, all right then.
I just know. And that's a brand new... That's a newborn session. Yeah. So I feel like if you're gonna suck from your wife's boob, right...
Yeah.
That's something that has to come over time of like, maybe 3 months and you've watched and you go, I would love to try that. Not newborn. That's probably only 3 days after she's had the bairn. And he's literally like, move out the way, son. Come on, you've had enough, my turn. Hey. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Okay, as a little added bonus extra for all you...
Extra. Read all about it.
I forgot I can't say extra around you or that just happens. Awful. As a little added... There you go, you can't shout it again. As a little added bonus to all of you people out there who haven't dragged your asses along to the live shows yet, here is an exclusive clip of one of the live cues from the pews from a live show that we did on the last leg of the tour.
It's from Wembley.
Wembley Arena, one of the cues from the pews from Wembley Arena. Now, I never know what Rosie's going to say when she's going to ask us these questions, when she's going to read these questions out. It's different every night, so these are my genuine reactions. Just as shocked as you guys were, have a listen to this.
Enjoy. And if you'd like to come and see us, there's tickets at shagmarinoid.com. We'd love to see you there.
Yeah.
Dear Rosie and Chris... I have a funny little story that I thought I'd share with you. Please keep me anonymous. Best
always.
Ones always are. Several years ago, when I was a fresher at university, I had a friend. Let's call her Sarah. The slag. Who had recently broken up with her boyfriend of 2 years. We went to a party together where she asked me and another one of her friends, let's call her Nicole, to look out for her and to make sure she doesn't do anything she'd regret. Yes.
Right. So she employed 2 cock blockers for the night.
Yes. We've all been there. Sarah also...
Sorry. I love women on nights out. I love that idea of just like, now listen, girls, when we go to this party, you are aware I'm a big fat slut, aren't you? You're aware I'm a massive slut. Can you please just, if you see me doing any sluttiness, can you please just swoop in and stop the sluttiness? Love it. I love it. It's just, blokes would never do that.
No, we do it all the time. Like, I have got a vivid... I've got a vivid memory of my best friend Steph going, Rosie's horrible! He's mayhem, don't! And me going, but I need a cuddle.
And here I am tonight. Fuck you, Steph.
Oh, hey, nice.
Right.
Oh. Right, okay, so listen...
One night slags.
So look out for her. Sarah also explicitly told us she didn't want to hook up with anyone at the party
because
she didn't feel ready so soon after her breakup.
Brilliant.
couple hours later, and a lot of drinks in, we saw Sarah being led away by a guy. Nicole and I caught up with him and asked Sarah if she was all right and whether she wanted to go with him. Sarah reassured us that everything was fine and then left with the guy. About...
It's just, again, it's great.
I've decided
I'm a slag again. I've decided. I said stop as being a slag, but I've changed my mind.
Once a slag, always a slag.
Code word. Oklahoma. Leave. Oklahoma. Just go.
Sweeping down the plane.
Any chance to fucking sing?
Oklahoma, when the swing comes.
Sweeping down the plane. Oklahoma.
Right, sorry.
Crack on.
About an hour later, I bumped into Sarah again, and she told me that things didn't go exactly as she'd expected. They went back to the guy's room where they started kissing on his bed. She was getting really into it when the guy suddenly stopped, pushed her off him with so much force that she nearly fell off the double bed, and told her that he was sorry, but he couldn't do this because he's had sex too many times today. Too many times. He's had sex that day too many times. So he can't do it with Sarah.
Wow. I'm torn.
What do you mean?
I'm torn. Well, because, like, there's part of us, like the 15-year-old Chris Ramsey in Magaluf wants to go, legend! But the rest of us want so many detail. How many times is too many?
Well, I've been... No! No! Don't you dare! No, no, no. Listen. At Wembley, I'm not leaving here until you know I have never had sex more than once in one day. So don't you dare. With one person, all right? I cannot leave here if you think that about me.
That's a
like in a week, maybe, but like not in a day.
So this was a new girl. This was a girl who he just pulled and he went and had sex with her and then just went, no, I can't. Love, it's red raw.
Oh.
It's red raw. And morally, I cannot add another notch to the bedpost this evening.
How many do you think? Because I would say like it's got like two or three. Four? Fuck, I don't know.
I don't know. Men are pigs.
Yeah, I agree.
Would he not be buzzing that he'd notched another number? How dramatic as well, just like, no. My mind's telling me no. I'm like, what the fuck?
I can't defend me other shags. I'm going to go with three. Do you think three? How many? Four? Right, listen. Two, give me a cheer. Three, give me a cheer. Four?
Wow.
Five?
Were you all there?
Six.
I know why. I know why he was upset, right? Because by that time, when you ejaculate, it's barely a present. It's barely a gift. It's barely a wedding favour.
Oh my God. Is Santa?
So there we go. So if you want to come and sit in the crowd while things like that of the ridiculous nature are happening, shagmarinoid.com for tickets for the December arena dates. We shall see you there.
Just want to warn you, actually, it's we are a lot ruder on the tour.
Yeah.
Didn't mean it to be that way.
Yeah.
But the reactions that we've had.
Yeah.
It's getting egged on.
You get egged on by the people that are there. Yeah. It's peer pressure. Everyone was coming. It's your fault. We're the victims. Shame on you.
Once again, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Marinoid, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
It is indeed. As we said, if you want to come to the tour, shagmarinoid.com for tickets for the tour, and please continue to send your wonderful, wonderful queebles from the... I can't remember what
queebles
I called
from
it.
The queebles?
Is that what I called it?
I don't know.
God, see, I can't... What a useless twat. Questions on the public, please continue to send your wonderful things to shagmarinoid@gmail.com, and we'll be back in your ears next week, you bloody gorgeous bastards.
Love you so much.
Love
Bye.
Your man, gives a kiss. Oh. Sorry.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.